Hello, and welcome to another podcast from HPS. In the interview you're about to hear, I caught up with Peter Holtman, founder of HPS, to delve more into Peter's background and to better understand what motivates him to coach CEOs. Thank you very much for talking to us again. Great to catch up. Pete, around the theme of, you know, what drives you and your experience to become a coach, Pete, maybe tell us a little bit about your background and what's your experience in terms of navigating through leadership roles.
Sure. Hi, Ed. Good to see you again. I appreciate the glass of wine in amongst all of this. This is probably a really good way to talk about it. Wow. Big question. Try and find the long and the short answer in this. What was my pathway to leadership? I think the answer was that I was really comfortable in all of my jobs solving the difficult problems, being quite courageous with the steps and the actions that were required to go ahead.
Okay.
And making people feel comfortable with the pathway and the outcome. And I think it's just a natural thing that shines through.
Because looking at your LinkedIn profile, Pete, as people will, who haven't met you, haven't had the pleasure of meeting you before, you've had an interesting background because you've had quite a scientific background before kind of coming into business, and you've had a very strong non-for-profit background, Pete.
That's true.
So that kind of scientific background, which is not always expected from a commercial perspective, do you think that's helped you in terms of how you approach problem solving?
I think it has. I studied pure science in that terms, which was chemistry and physics, and what that taught you was to, in fact, I remember I was just reflecting on this the other day. One of my lecturers, the professor said, science is to dispute and refute the facts that are put before you.
Okay.
To prove the future path lying ahead, which is, don't just accept the fact that, you know, the solar system revolves around the Earth, as we were taught. Actually, the sun revolves. Yeah. The Earth revolves around the sun, and you know that eventually became a fact. And I carry that message with me throughout life because I think what that does is it forces you to challenge the normality or the status quo.
So in other words, don't just accept it because.
Dig a little deeper and see if it resonates with you. And if it does, that's great. If it doesn't, challenge the facts and ask more questions around, well, how do we get there? What happens if we keep on this path?
Yep. And that's great as a CEO, as a leader.
Yeah.
Because I guess you're needing to ask those questions. You're needing to push your team and your...
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's you want a team around you that can deliver the facts to you, that helps you vision out the future. So you might have a very long-term view of where your organization or your personal vision is going.
Yeah.
Often without a lot of the clarity between now and then. So if you are shining a torch off into the distance on a dark night, the strength of the beam is only reliant on the charge of the battery, for instance, and so your team is charging the battery that allows you to see further into the future.
I like thinking
about it in those terms.
That's great, and knowing you, Pete, I would completely agree with those sentiments. I'm delighted that you weren't going to raise a flat earth conspiracy
tempting.
But anyway, that's a whole completely different
tempting, yeah.
That's for a different podcast, I think, Pete. So you've touched on some of this, so Pete, so therefore that background and your experiences, how does that kind of motivate you to challenge and inspire people in leadership roles? So not just so much yourself, but those people you're working with, you have worked for, what's
Yeah, I've worked for some incredibly challenging people. They were tough on their questioning approach, incredibly cynical, and they really forced you to think about your answer. Don't just say the first thing that pops into your head. Dig deeper. And now that I'm running a coaching business and a consulting business, and risk management and what have you, I think what that has done is set the platform for me to go forward, which is, don't just tell me the first thing that pops into your head. I want to get in deeper to understand what drives you, what motivates you, what sets your compass to north, and understanding what that really means.
Okay.
Because once I understand that, I can help you use that energy to set your path forward. I mean, the thing that consistently comes out is I help people build confidence to be challenging their future and be a bit more courageous in their career path forward. And I kind of like that feedback.
And the other feedback, and the listeners can hear this from other podcasts that we've done with some of Peter's clients, is that challenge, Pete. So that's slightly left of center. So maybe it is your scientific, you know, way back, but your slightly different background, your approaching is a little left of center. Not in a bad way, but just, you know, people are going, okay, well, I hadn't really thought of it that way. And particularly,
yeah, I think I force people to think outside their box.
Their
comfort
zone. Absolutely. No, it's great.
And I think that's where growth comes in. It's often that transitory path you're sitting on between what you're comfortable in now and where your future state is. That can be quite turbulent.
Yep.
And I think I push people into that to experience what that looks like. But then there's a whole lot of support that's within that space, which is, we're in the right space. This is where we need to be. And I'm helping you get to the future outcome along the way versus just staying in current state, feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're going to grow being in current state.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's great, Pete. So I guess the final question around this theme of, you know, what drives you, Pete, is, you know, when you know, what helped you when you were a new CEO? Mm. And I guess another way of phrasing that, Pete, is, what do you wish you had access to that maybe didn't exist at the time?
Mm. I think I would have liked a bit more of a debrief from the board and the outgoing CEO around culture, expectation, and vision. I think this, coming in as a CEO, you set your own vision, but I think you, what you can do is run off in a tangent to where the board was comfortable, and you could be taking the board on a journey that they might not be prepared to take at the particular point.
And that could be potentially at your peril.
Well, it could be, I mean, for me, it worked out as a success story, but others, it could be a perilous path that you're walking on, particularly if you don't have the skills and the confidence as a new CEO to navigate your way through that path and to make the board feel comfortable.
Yeah, because you've never done it before.
No. Well,
so you're kind of going on what you think you're maybe expected to do, Pete, as a CEO, versus what actually you have to do.
It's one of those positions that's very esoteric, and people don't often talk about what it means to become a CEO. People talk about what it is to hit C-suite and those things.
Yeah.
But a CEO is a very different breed of cat. It's an isolated role, and you're pretty much expected to know what you're doing the minute you sit in the seat. That just doesn't happen. In reality, that's not what happens. There's so many things you need to learn. It's okay, you've got the keys to the front door. Now what?
There's
a big question mark that sits there, and you've got to learn it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was going to be my point. And therefore, you know, you need help.
Yes, absolutely. It'd be a rare day indeed when you turn up knowing everything about the business and just comfortably sit into that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Pete, thank you. Sure. That was great. Great insight to you, and great insight to what drives you, and a great insight as to, I think, you know, what new CEOs should be expected to do. So thank you very much, Pete. You can have a glass of wine now.
Thanks. I'll go back to my glass of red. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.